I remember having a long conversation with Bob Sutton up in St. Joe at training camp and asking him about how he planned to utilize Eric Berry. And it was almost like a kid on Christmas morning with some new toys. He didn't know quite how to use them.
He's kind of a hybrid. You got a safety that can kind of play linebacker. The number of guys that you can actually suit up, if they can do more, then that's good.
In the past, they relied on his versatility a lot. In some ways, I thought that versatility was holding him back. People thought he was playing too close to the line of scrimmage and maybe he was a little bit out of position. But the way they ran that defense this year, they really took advantage of that.
He can play in the box. He's tremendous against the run. So you saw him almost play more like a linebacker at times in Bob Sutton's system.
The mindset is crack 'em. That's the kind of game that Eric brings to the table.
You know, he's a missile, man. He'll just come up and lay you out.
He is so physical. Being able to bring up that extra defender against the run and adding some pressure on the quarterback, it just felt like he had a level of comfort in Bob Sutton's defense.
And Eric Berry with the sack, shoveling dirt on Pryor back at the 10.
Let's go, keep it rolling, keep it rolling.
I really think his mind, his drive, is the most important thing. He's physically gifted. He has a lot of just natural ability, but to watch a lot of film, to study where guys are going to be on certain points, and everybody in the NFL talks about that, but I think Eric's an exceptionally smart guy and can really put that to use when it counts.
You've got to be able to realize, react, and then go nail somebody. And Eric Berry does it.
He's talked about studying basketball players for pass rush moves. And, you know, he calls that the Euro step, and that's how he gets to the quarterback. I don't know how many guys had as many interceptions and sacks as he did last year.
And now he's going to be sacked again, a blitz, and it came from Eric Berry. The sacks are back.
There's a lot of things I like about him, and I think he did a better job of being able to cover tight ends. I don't remember seeing him get beat as much this year in coverage.
Probably the best tight end, one of them at least that they faced all year, was Jason Witten. Eric really shut him down and kind of took him out.
See you, Dallas! Kansas City gets a gut check win! Their first win over Dallas since 1998.
I remember the Thursday night game in Philadelphia. I liked the way Bob Sutton used Eric Berry, and you saw the different ways he was going to be able to stay in that box and play the run. But Eric Berry did a great job of being able to minimize Vic's effectiveness.
This is the game, and this side of the business. So open, let's eat today, baby.
Defensive backs are a different breed. They always say we're on an island. Well, let him be the skipper and indicate to those teammates of his in that formation, we've been here, we've done this, this is not new to us.
You gotta get the ball today, bro.
I saw that in him on that day against the Texans at Arrowhead. When it looked like, wow, there's going to be an upset here at Arrowhead because of a little-known quarterback who's going to make his name, I think Eric Berry was kind of like the focal point. Hey, guys, we've got this. Don't wilt under the pressure. If his teammates see him doing that and stepping up in that fashion, and they see how he backs it up, it's going to be a domino effect.
But this defense in this second half has been unreal.
He went from a guy who, I think league-wide, there were some people who thought he was getting recognition just based on his name and, you know, based on reputation. But this year, I thought he had by far his best season as a pro, and he's had some good ones. And Eric's skills with his, you know, strength, speed, size, and that, there's a lot to work with there.